Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. God's no respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. And I think if we measure our standards alongside some of the standards we see around us, we miss God's measuring stick and what he's able to do in a heart of faith, you know?
You know, Susie, what really concerns me, I'm glad you brought this up, because I see this infiltrating the church. The whole emphasis on who is a pastor of a megachurch, and people spouting off how many members we have, and what's the point? Because, again, is that really the sign of a healthy church or a successful church in God's eyes? What about a pastor who is so faithful to his congregation in delivering the word effectively every Sunday, and his church is 100 members or 50 members, but here's this other pastor who comes in bragging about how many members he has? There's a scripture that says, what do you have that you didn't receive? When I read Jude is one chapter. It's in the Bible. It is just as effective. Jude wrote what God gave him. So can I say that another book of the Bible is more important or more effective than Jude? Jude did, you know, that book was written and it accomplished what God wanted it to accomplish. So I see the comparison game even in the church, and I also see a level of arrogance over how God has chosen to bless a particular ministry. Whereas when we look at the example of Apostle Paul, he said repeatedly, I am who I am by God's grace and God alone. It is God who has appointed this work. It's God who has given this work to me. We should have a spirit of humility that the more God gives us, the more humble I need to become, recognizing it is not of my goodness. It is only the assignment that God has given me. It doesn't make me better than my brother, which is why I love the example of fruit that I give in the book. When I go into the produce section of a store and I look at all the variety of fruit, a watermelon is not a better fruit because it's big. It's just big. I don't compare a raspberry with a strawberry or with a banana. They all have a different taste. What I want fruit to be when I put it in my mouth, I want it to be ripe, and I want it to be succulent. I never compare one fruit with the other. I don't compare a kiwi fruit with grapes. Why do we compare ministries? Why do we compare people? Why do we compare our children? The goal is, if you're going to achieve your distinction, I need to focus on one thing, utilizing and maximizing what the Heavenly Father has given me, because I will have to give an account one day with that assignment, and that's the only thing that will matter. Have I been ripe? Have I been fruitful? Have I been attractive? Am I good? Or do people desire to be like Christ when they interact with me? Am I good tasting? That's the key. That's a mark of distinction.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.